handrail and off the rails as an off-rail. That's worthy of a Saturday Light Brigade charge. That's a good alternative. Annie and Caden both came up with the word we were looking for, spring.
I was under the snow when spring sprang. Spring sprang.
John in Economy Borough got it.
I'm cooking not raw as I finally thaw. And spring sprang.
Spring sprung. Sprung, yay!
I was feeling so old then spring sprang. Spring sprang.
Spring sprung.
Yeah, I was starting to schlep. Now there's pep in my step. Because spring sprang.
Spring
sprung.
Sprung.
And everybody loves the longer days and the flowers making sense. I'm exuberantly in a haze now that spring sprang.
Spring sprang.
I was hoping you'd call, then ring, rang. Ring, rang,
rung.
You said wipe off that frown. Why not go paint the town now that
spring
sprang.
Spring sprung.
Spring sprang. Spring sprang. Spring sprang.
Spring sprang.
Spring sprang. Spring sprang.
Spring sprang.
So I'm
off spring. Hand, spring, and bed spring. You could add watch, string, and main spring. Watch spring. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. That was Julie Gold. And now it's time to celebrate birthdays. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, happy birthday to Tom in Ford City from wife Janice, daughter Jill, Alan of North Huntington from Peggy. Also today, Yorma of Strabane from Mom, Dad, Nico, and Jake, Hillary of Upper St. Clair, Brandon Maxwell, Markowitz, happy birthday to you, Gary from Diane and Stephen, Scott from Sally and Johanna. Also on April 6th, we have Jackson from Madeline and family, Meredith of Marshall Township from Mom, Dad, and Isabel, and Henry from Jason, Sally, and all of your family. Tomorrow, Bernie of Newcastle, Kimberly of the North Hills from Jeff, Milo of the South Side from Isabel, Mama, and Poppy, Stephen of Springdale from Laura and Hannah, and happy anniversary, Jim and Betsy, on April 7th. On April 8th, we have Kara from Kathy and Rob, Julian from Mom, Dad, and Brother Evan, Nellie of North Huntington, Eiley of McMurray from Mom, Dad, Sean, and Kaylin. On April 9th, Madeline of Squirrel Hill, Dr. Cliff of Moon Township, and Jake of Beachview from Nikki. On April 10th, Sean of Brentwood from Mom and Dad and Cody, Beth of Banksville from Jim and family, Mike from Sally, Angie of Mars from Alexandra, Nicholas, and Michael, Hunter of Upper St. Clair from Mom, Dad, and Tanner. Also on April 10th, Mariella from Stephanie and Lloyd, and Sam of Grove City from your family. Happy birthday on April 11th to Jolene of Butler, from Chris, Will, and Finn, Bill from David, John, Teresa, and family, Jaden of West Deer, from Cassie of Verona, Eileen from Ann Claire and family, Dawn of North for Sales from Ariel, Candy from Brent, and happy anniversary to Dick and Judy of Butler from daughter Megan. Samuel of Evan City, your family wishes you a happy April 12th birthday. Happy birthday as well to Ian. Wiley of Lawrenceville, your mom wishes you a happy birthday. Julie of Brookline, happy birthday to you. The first of a couple sets of twins. Ruth in West Mifflin wishes you a happy birthday, Julie. John in South Fayette from wife Natalie. Genevieve in Washington from Nellie. Karen from nephews Leland and John. Aaron from the whole Reckless family, and the other set of twins, Martha of Baldwin from your twin brother, Richard of Edinburgh, and Richard of Edinburgh from your twin sister, Martha of Baldwin, both born April 12th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, MountainStreamsRadio.org, and slbradio.org/radio.
Made a decision in the morning as I was shaving my face. Made a decision in the morning, I'm going back to that place. I looked the manager in the eye, I'm huffing, puffing, looking mean. Don't make me go home hungry, don't make me cause a big scene. I'm going back to that buffet, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet, leaving right away. A cha-cha with an enchilada, I load a lot of lima beans. Let's grab an omelet with some pasta, let's grab some oranges and greens. I pour some syrup on my veggies, I sprinkle bacon on my fruit. I want a lot of food to choose from, don't need my plate to look cute. Alright, sing it with me now, ready? I'm going back to that buffet, oh mister, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet, time to grab a tray. Oh man, look at all these choices. Oh, look at this. They got fruit, they got meat, they got salad, cheese. Hey, what did you get? Just gravy. You just got a big plate full of eggs? Nothing else? Oh, is it, what is that, grape jam? Good call. Chocolate on the turkey, that's gross. Is that meat? What kind of meat is that? I don't know either. They have that here? Or did you bring that? I don't think you can take that whole tray of salmon. Yeah, no, just take one or two. Yeah, put that back, man. The bagels, they're next to the blintzes, right by the croissants, but before the rolls. Oh, you got tater tots. Nice. Made a decision in the morning, whoa, as I was saying before. Whoa, made a decision in the morning, whoa, don't want to be hungry no more. Whoa, now here I am at this buffet, my food is stacked a mile high. Made a decision in the morning, it's time to jump back into line. I'm going back to that buffet,
back to that buffet.
Oh, please don't turn me away.
Please don't turn
I'm
me
going
away.
Back to that buffet, just look at that display.
I'm going back to that buffet.
please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet on a brand new day. All right, let's see. Do you guys see any seats over there? No. You guys see any tables open over there? No.
Hey guys, I'm gonna have to find a seat. I can't allow you to block this walkway.
Oh, we don't see any tables open. Do you mind if we stand and eat?
I can't have you standing and eating.
What are we supposed to do?
I think you guys are gonna have to just come back tomorrow.
You've got to be kidding me. We waited this whole time. What are we going to do with our food?
Give it to somebody who's got a seat. Don't forget to pay on your way out.
Look, you've got to be kidding me. What kind of racket is this?
Make a reservation for tomorrow.
Oh, you guys take reservations?
Nah, we're not taking any reservations at this time.
You've got to be kidding me. What kind of a place is this?
No, he's joking, right?
Ugh.
That's a guy named Ben Tater, and the song is called Back to the Buffet. We are going to play Guess Who momentarily, but first, it's a pleasure now that spring has sprung to resume a series that we've done for many years. The Mary Jane Berger Foundation, no relation, is devoted to celebrating uses and cultivation of herbs, and we're going to learn about an herb now.
Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Cassandra Ziegler. I attend Duquesne University, and I study biological sciences. And the herb I would like to talk about today is ghost pipe. The scientific name is Monotropa uniflora. So it's relatively short, like you pass by it, it doesn't get higher than about ankle height, I would say. It is white, so if you see it though, you'd be like, whoa, what is that? And it has a single flower that kind of, it grows up, hooks, and the flower hangs back down, kind of like a little droplet. So it is native to the United States. It's native to, I believe, Asia as well. So it's more widespread than people think it is. It's just that people don't tend to see it too often. It tends to grow in forests and areas that might be a little bit lower elevation, some wetland kind of based areas. It's really not very common. If you just like look out in a field and you see it, you'd have to be walking through a forest or an area to find it that way, because it's common, but not urban common or garden common or anything like that. So what's really cool about it, it's a parasitic herb, so that it doesn't have any chlorophyll. That's why there's no color to it. So what happens is it pulls its nutrients from nearby fungi and trees. So the roots that interconnect underneath that get all their energy from the sun with the chlorophyll and everything like that, it pulls their energy from them instead of trying to create its own. So that you might find it in more of a dense forest that it's not getting the sunlight that it normally would, because it doesn't need the sunlight. It has been in the past used as a medicinal plant for its pain-relieving properties. My work is not focused on this herb in particular, but it's in the forest that I work in. So that I work primarily with birds, and on the way to the areas that we're trying to catch the birds, you walk through the forest and then you see all these different things as you're walking these pathways, and every now and then you just happen upon something and be like, whoa, that's really cool, that caught my eye. I only recently became aware of it maybe last year, because I was in other forests that were more higher elevation, drier, not as much wetland, lower kind of thing. So this is the first time I'm actively working in these forests, and that's when I finally got to see it for the first time.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.
Learn more at mjbergerfoundation.org. Now it's time to play Guess Who? Hang on, we're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real or fictitious, somebody living or no longer living, no matter who it is. We think it's a name you'll probably recognize. Are you ready for this morning's Guess Who initials? I just had to remind myself of the answer. The initials are C. 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 That's C as in Carnegie, and C as in Carrick. Not a clue, just a way to help remember the letters. You can guess as many times as you would like to. Who knows, could be somebody from Broadway, history, literature, science, pop culture. We think you have heard the name and you're invited to Guess Who? Starting right now. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Mike and Mars has a guess of Charlie Chaplin. It's not Charlie Chaplin. I'm glad that was a guess. We were talking about Charlie Chaplin earlier this morning. It would have been very tricky to make him today's Guess Who, too. Tom in McCandless has quite a few, including Charlie Chaplin and Christopher Columbus and Chuck E. Cheese, also Chubby Checker, and Chris Christie. And I'll share more of your answers in a bit, but I do not see the correct CC on the lengthy list that you just sent. Here's Annie with Cindy Crawford. John and Carrick has Charlie Chaplin. And this week, Caden's made-up name is Caden Cactus. Caden Cactus hosts The Gardening Show on WSLB, where he tells you about succulents and other fine cacti. That's Caden Cactus. Every morning, Jim in Blackridge guesses Charlie Chaplin, as does John in Economy Borough. Not Charlie Chaplin, that would have been tricky. 412-200-5975. Charlie Callis, guessed by Mike and Mars. Nick in New York City has quite a few. Cap Calloway, Cindy Crawford, the aforementioned Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Callis, Christopher Cross, Christopher Columbus, Carlton, Chris Columbus, Carl Carlton, Carl Castle, Calvin Coolidge, Connie Chung, Carol Channing, Chevy Chase, Chuck Connors, and a few others, but not who we're looking for. Coco Chanel from John and Carrick. Yvonne in Ohio has Chuck Connors. 412-200-5975. CC are this morning's Guess Who initials. A lot are coming in. Patrick, good morning. Clive Cussler. Now, I know who that is, but it's escaping me. Novelist Clive Cussler. Thank you, Patrick. That's a great guess. Charlie Crockett from Annie. Chevy Chase from John and Carrick. Cab Calloway and Charlie Chaplin guessed by half of the dynamic duo, Linda and Collier. Charlie Cox guessed by Annie in eastern Pennsylvania. Jim in Crafton Heights has Charlie Chaplin, and then he said, nah, that's too obvious. Calvin Coolidge, Sid Charisse, and a great guess of Cap'n Crunch. The only person I know who says Cap'n Crunch like that is the voiceover artist for the commercials and Jack Webb when he talks about the guy in the corner pocket. Courtney Cox, just guessed by John and Carrick. And hello to Ross and Kang, who guesses Chase Claypool and Sid Charisse. I want to give you a hint. Remember that when we play Guess Who, answers can be just about anybody. And names can include men, women, historic characters, fictional characters, real, but they are names that exist. Carol Channing, just guessed by Dan in Champion, Pennsylvania. Nice to hear from you, Dan. 412-200-5975. Bruce in Ingram has Chelsea Clinton, Carol Channing, and basketball great and Duquesne alumnus Chuck Cooper. John in Carrick has Chris Cooper. Celia Cruz and Chick Corea from John in Economy Borough. Also Celia Cruz from Jim in Blackridge. Chelsea Clinton from John in Carrick. Barb in Oakmont, good morning, has Carol Channing. Chuck Connors. And that gets us up to date, 412-200-5975. No correct answer yet. Christopher Columbus, Charles in Charge. Now we're talking, getting these. Charles in Charge is on the right track, but not him. And Chuck E. Cheese, also guessed by Matt. And Barb in Oakmont, you just got the correct answer. Well done. Now we know it's possible. Barb could have mailed it in after that clue. Chevy Chase, guessed by Tom and McCandless. Ty in Valencia guesses Cesar Chavez. Great guess. Chris Cuomo guessed by John and Carrick. 412-200-5975. We have open lines. You can text us or talk to us. Here's hoping to hear from you. Who is this that just made this guess? I'm checking. If your phone number ends in 23, thanks for making me smile. I'm not sure who this is, but they guessed Count Chocula. Not Count Chocula, but a great addition. Claudette Colbert, just guessed by John and Carrick. Yvonne guesses Canadian pop singer Charlotte Cardin. Charles Chips, we're getting on more or less the right track. Connie Chung from John and Carrick. Nick, by the way, at Charles Chips. Charlie Chan from Mike in Mars. 412-200-5975. Bev and Joe, how nice to hear from you. Thanks for identifying yourself. They had the guess of Count Chocula before. We're so glad you're listening. Thank you. Nick just came up with the correct answer by way of Mike and Mars. Well done, Nick. And thank you to the Heasleys for the kind words just now. So, how much more of a hint can I give you, I wonder? Actually, I did not know this, but this person's name has become an expression for a certain kind of Jeopardy wager. I had no idea until I was looking for information about this person. But his name has become slang for a certain kind of wager on Jeopardy. I also mentioned you might be able to mail in your answer this morning. And I reminded you that there is quite a set of people that our CC can be every week. Living or no longer living, real or fictitious, man or woman. So you might need to think outside the box, the post office box, that is. Barb at Oakmont has Choo Choo Charlie from the Good and Plenty commercials. Well done, Barb. Candy Clark, guessed by John and Carrick. Dan and Kathy are in Grove City and have guessed Charlie Chan. Jim in Blackridge has that same guess. So far we have two correct answers, and here comes Ty with the right answer. Ty has the right answer with a big exclamation point after it. When you know, you know. Bill in Homer City guesses Chelsea Clinton. We'll leave it open for just a few more minutes. Let me go back to Tom's initial list. I'd like to recap some of the names he researched that we haven't mentioned yet. Chris Christie, Calvin Coolidge, Captain Cook, Cassius Clay, Cyril Cusack, Clara Clemens, Chubby Checker, Christopher Kit Carson, Chin Confucius, and Charles Collingwood are among his guesses. Jim and Blackridge just got the correct answer. And Linda has a guess of Captain Crunch. So we'll have the correct answer coming up in a few moments. Chester Cat, guessed by Russ and Kang. There are a lot of people playing along on Facebook, too, and I'm not always able to get to the guesses coming in at Facebook. I'll try to take a look at those. Joe Woes has a guess of Chevy Chase, Cameron Crowe, Cheshire Cat, Chester Cheetah, Chelsea Clinton, and Cesar Chavez. Mike Melnick with Chubby Checker and Courtney Cox, Cesar Chavez from Margaret. Susan has Carol Channing, Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Chan, and Calvin Coolidge. Chris Carter, guessed by John. Thank you for playing. And we're about to flip all of the cards, although I see a correct answer just coming in. Text message ending in 8319. So, were you able to come up with it? It's a fictitious character. That probably became clear after a while. At least I think it did. And a fictitious character associated with this program. Thank you. Tony from Fairfax Station is the number I had trouble identifying a moment ago. Jim and Blackridge knew we were looking for Cliff Clavin, so did Ty in Valencia, and a number of other brigadiers. Cliff Clavin, the fictitious name of the mailman on the TV program Cheers, whose theme song is playing right now. Russell guessed Claude Cooper. He's the one who copped the copper clappers, giving us two Jack Webb references in the same quarter hour. Thank you, Russ. Matt suggested the Cheshire Cat. And we were looking for the character made famous by John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin, and I mentioned Jim in Blackridge, who is a letter carrier. He got the correct answer. I would say retired letter carrier, but once a letter carrier, always a letter carrier. Ty and Valencia also knew the correct answer, as did Nick by way of Mike in Mars, and Barb in Oakmont. All coming up with Cliff Clavin. I know there was a method to my madness today. The actor who played John Clavin, or I'm sorry, Cliff Clavin, John Ratzenberger, just turned 77 years of age. A charge to you, if you knew that we were looking for Cliff Clavin, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. With the Saturday Light Brigade AP exams coming up in just about 10 minutes. Ricky and I hope we'll see you at the Empty Bowls dinner, which starts at 1 o'clock and runs clear until 8 at Beth Shalom Congregation, right across from our pals at WQED in Oakland, 5th and Moorwood. Enjoy a simple meal of soup and bread. Receive a ceramic bowl in exchange for your donation that will help Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Just Harvest. More details at justharvest.org. A quick program note, we do not expect to air on 88.3 WRCT next week because it's the annual coverage of sweepstakes, the buggy races. We'll be back again at WRCT on the 20th of April. We will be here on all of our affiliates and web streams, however. So please make plans to be with us for next week's Saturday Light Brigade.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's production, Witness for the Prosecution, takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side from May 3rd through 12th as part of Prime Stage's 17th season of Courage and Discovery. More details are available at primestage.com.
I have a word for you, just one quick word, and that is thank you. Thank you for being with us Saturday mornings and helping to prove that handcrafted radio, where we interact with one another, works. We appreciate your company. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Grab your girl in a knitting coop, step back a step or two. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. When you're not rocking, any old step will do. But when you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Any old step will do. When you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards grab. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking.
That's called Sausage Rock by a guy named Doc Sausage here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A few minutes ago, I identified Tony of Fairfax Station. And I forgot, Tony actually moved to Baden. Welcome back, Tony. I'm glad you are here. We are going to play a new game coming up in a moment. But before we do, important news that I wanted to bring up, but also a bit of sad news. The great Larry O'Brien passed away a few days ago, the announcement of his passing. Larry O'Brien was partnered with John Gary for years here in Pittsburgh. With O'Brien and Gary, the legendary morning show that aired on WTAE when the two began working there together. They were partnered in 1975, although they worked there individually. In the years prior, they would move on to Hit Radio 96 in 1983, WMXP, and then back to WTAE. These were two legendary stars. Larry died at the age of 81. And a little over 6 months ago, partner John passed away. And our sympathy to all those who appreciated Larry's work. He was somebody who I admired greatly, both of them, actually. But Larry and John both independently had amazing careers. And as we talk about Larry, find some of his air checks on WCFL, and you'll hear a little bit of a different and younger Larry O'Brien. We also lost Joe Flaherty this week, the SCTV cast member with Pittsburgh connections.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Summer camps are starting at the Saturday Light Brigade. In fact, we have not offered camps for about 20 years. These are quite different because they're camps in podcasting, songwriting, and audio journalism. And you can get complete details and registration information by going to slbradio.org/summercamps2024. slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Now, our AP exam is about to take place. It's always good to get a little advanced placement credit. We're going to give you a chance to do so. Every answer to every puzzle that we give you coming up is a word that begins with a P, hence the AP exam. For example, if we gave you the clue fruit, the answer might be apple. It could also be apricot or apricot. Give you an idea of how to play? Every word has an answer starting with the letters AP. If we said lunar mission, Apollo is what we're looking for. Now we'll give you some. This clue is horse. Horse. And the clue for another word, take into custody. Take into custody. Two different words, and you can challenge me with your own words, starting with AP, if you would like to. I hope you'll consider doing that. So we're looking for a horse, and we're looking for the answer to take into custody. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. John and Economy, thanks for your kind words about O'Brien and Gary. And Tom came up with Cliff Clavin. I missed his email when we were playing Guess Who earlier. Well done, Tom. (412) 200-5975. Appaloosa is the type of horse. Jim and Blackridge came up with Appaloosa. 412-200-5975. Bill in Homer City has been hot today. He also came up with Appaloosa. We're still looking for the AP for take into custody. Take into custody. And how about this? A job seeker. A job seeker would be this. 412 200 5975. Too easy? Yeah, they're not always so easy, are they? 412-200-5975. Well, John in economy has Appaloosa, as does Matt in eastern Pennsylvania. Annie and John both got taken to custody, as did Jim in Blackridge. Mike and Mars just gave me the clue. Beehives. And I know the answer to that. In fact, I was near one. This week. We'll see if anybody else knows that. 412-200-5975. We are now going to be challenged by Bruce, and we'll see what he's got for me here. Hello, Bruce. I'm ready. Ready to be challenged.
Okay, well, before that, I have the beehive is an apiary.
An apiary is exactly it. The old apiary. I was at Pittsburgh Botanical Garden this week, Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, and really enjoyed my time there, and I had a chance to see the apiary that they have there. They make their own honey. So.
Oh, very nice.
But also have lots of pretty flowers, as they say.
Well, they're certainly getting the showers they need.
Yes.
In
fact,
the moment.
We were there on Thursday, and we saw sleet, we saw snow, we saw rain, we saw sunshine all in the same 90 minutes. It was incredible.
That's funny. I went to the library on Thursday, and I left the house. It was raining. I walked into the library. It was snowing down in the West End. I came out of the library. It was sunny. And this was all in the space, like you said, in the space of about a half an hour, 45 minutes.
It's springtime, that's for sure.
Springtime in Pittsburgh. I also have the taken into custody.
Yes.
Apprehend.
Apprehend is it. And I mentioned some other folks knew that as well.
And I have a couple for you.
I'm all set.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The top.
Oh, I know that. It's Apogee?
Oh, that wasn't what I had, but that also will work.
Okay.
Apex.
Apex,
oh,
of course. No, Apex. Apex makes perfect sense. I wish I'd come up with Apex.
I shouldn't have stopped you. I think you were heading in that direction.
No, I don't think I would have gotten there. So I need all of the reinforcements I can.
Okay, and the other one I have for you is the pre-dinner drink.
Oh, that would be the aperitif.
Yes.
I
very,
like it.
Very good.
I could have gone with an appletini. An apple tea. There's a lot. That's a game in and of itself. What else? I'll have to think about that, but there's probably some more that could be part of that. Let me give you one. Actually, we had Job Seeker. Did that one's still out there. Job Seeker.
Applicant?
Applicant it is. Excellent. Applicant. There's the bugler.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bugler.
Well done.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day and stay dry.
I will do so. Ross also knew apprehend and applicant. Jim and Blackridge had apiary. Linda knew apprehend, as did Rich in Edinburgh. Jim and Blackridge got applicant. Susan, or was it the other Susan, knew apprehend and applicant. Matt also got that, as did John. Dust Bowl Jack, I know, had that answer, but I hope you're Dust Bowl Jack, that is. Are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Good. I'm sorry your thunder was stolen there. Would you like to try another one, or do you have one for me?
No, I just I was just sticking with apprehend, but I got a birthday call for my pet here.
Oh, whose birthday?
It'll be on the 12th of April. Our dog Max will be completing his 17th year.
Wow! Happy birthday, Max!
Chihuahua.
That's a lot of dog years. What a lovable dog he must be. Has he been with you most of his life?
No, we picked him up around age 3. It was a deal where he was in a family and they adopted a baby, and the baby was allergic to dog dander, so they had to get rid of Max, which reluctantly they did. We first got the information like around Thanksgiving, and they were supposed to call us back when they were ready to, you know, get Max up. And my wife says, well, you think we should bother them before Christmas? And I says, well, I don't know about bringing the dog into our Christmas gang here. Maybe you should wait afterwards. So after Christmas, we decided that we're going to call back and say, we want to make sure that you didn't lose our phone number. And we did, and that's exactly what they did. They lost our phone number.
Oh.
And we went out to a place called, it's out by Lordstown, called North Jackson. And that's where we picked him up at, and he's been with us ever since. He's a tricolor Chihuahua, black and more gray now. We're getting grayer by the minute, but white markings and brown markings.
Oh, what a sweet... What a sweet-sounding dog. He sounds like a handsome guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Whereas we just got to keep the big girl off of him because we got this female that's around 4 years old that she thinks she's just queen of the hop, okay? And she's domineering. Territorial, domineering, and food. Very food conscious, so we have to watch that because she'll get angry at him if he gets food before she does.
Oh, I understand that all too well. Well, done. Here, let me give you... okay, here's a clue. Brings May flowers. Brings May...
April showers.
Yeah, April showers. There you go. I wanted to be able to have you leave with a charge here.
Okay.
Thank you, Dust Bowl. Yep. Take care. That's Dust Bowl Jack. I have quite a few that are getting sent for me to solve. If you're just joining us here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we are looking for words starting with the letters A-P. It's all part of our SLB A-P exam. Lee, good morning, Lee. He has two for you. Goes up in value. These are really good. And a decal or sticker. Goes up in value. And his second one is a decal or sticker. 412-200-5975. See if you can come up with Lee's answers. Mike and Mars gives me the clue, phantom. And I think the answer is apparition. Apparition. At least I hope it is. Jim in Crafton Heights. Well, before I read something he wrote, I'll give you the word he is using in it as a clue. And, obvious? I think that would be a good clue. Obvious. So we're looking for the word starting with AP that answers the clue obvious. And then sticker or decal. And it goes up in value. 412-200-5975. Up, Jim in Blackridge goes up in value. And Gail... Gail Scott, appreciate, forgo up in value appreciation, and applique, A-P-P-L-I-Q-U-E, applique, for the sticker or decal. Well done. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, Gail. And we are continuing with lots of participation this morning. Thank you for playing along. And hello to Ruth. Oh, Ruth, I'm sorry to hear that you've been in the hospital, but I am so happy to hear you're coming home today. Our guest who is Cliff Clavin. I'll drop you a note with that as well. Matt in Southeast PA knows that going up in value is appreciates. And John in economy also knew applique. We still don't have the answer to obvious. The clue, obvious, the answer, starting with A-P-P or A-P. Actually, it is A-P-P. I gave you more of a clue. And let me give you another one. Protective clothing. Protective clothing. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Kathy and Terry. The Kathy and Terry know that the answer to obvious is apparent. Apparent. And that one was inspired. Rich in Edinburgh got that too. And that was inspired by Jim in Crafton Heights, who asked, what is the difference between a print, gorilla's mother, and a bald man? One is the heir apparent, one is a hairy parent. And one has no hair, apparent. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Bill in Homer City also knew apparent. And his clue is a stove or refrigerator. We'll leave that out for you. A stove or refrigerator. And I'm still looking for protective clothing, not literally, but just the word, in our AP exam. That answers the clue, protective clothing. Oh, here's a tough one, in my opinion at least. The clue is flat to some. Flat to some. S-O-M-E. Flat to some. Each word must begin with A-P. Jim in Blackridge just came up with apron. That's the protective clothing we're looking for. Thank you, Jim. Matt in Southeast Pennsylvania also got it, but here, Kathy came up with an alternative answer that's absolutely fine. Apparel. And Jim in Blackridge also has apparel. And Dust Bowl had appreciate. And a stove or a refrigerator, according to Jim, is, and he's right, an appliance. Now, flat to some, especially if you live in the UK, that might help you. A flat to somebody living in the UK or from the United Kingdom. And how about this, an open space or a hole? An open space or a hole? 412-200-5975. Good luck. Remember, our AP exam involves words beginning with AP.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Ah, Jim figured it out. The flat is an apartment. Flat to some, an apartment. Matt also got it. Matt also knew that we were looking for an appliance. And did you figure out the open space or hole? Did you get it? That would be an aperture. A lot of fun to play along together. You could continue to do this a little bit later with your family or friends. There's a lot of words beginning with AP that we didn't get to. I do think I'm looking at my notes, we did get to all of the answers. But if you missed any, feel free to contact us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Youth Express is coming on. A lot of great features in our Youth Express segment today. And then about an hour from now, we have live bluegrass with the Landline Bluegrass Band. Five pieces in the band, and we're looking forward to welcoming them this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org.
Spring day and the winds are blowing all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow is gone, and it's nice to be outside. Come on, baby, out on the porch, we'll dance and sing and sip lemonade, make up for the folks that's got to work all day when it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside. Thank you. street playing stickball and a whole lot of other things. Sun melted all the snowmen away, but it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow is gone, and it's nice to be outside. Rock and roll, open up the window, go out on the roof and lay in the sun. It's a fine day to be alive and well, and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside. The wind was cold there in December, it was even colder than in January, but it's April now. It's warm and sunny and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside.
Armor and Sturdivant at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome up to this hour. In about half an hour, we have a story just filed yesterday on the upcoming solar eclipse. Jeff and Angelo from City Charter High School produced that story. And I can't wait for you to hear it. That will be at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll continue with 18 under 18 honoree Gabriella Balick from Chartiers Valley High School. She's a senior. We'll talk with her. And in just a moment, we are going to head to Wilmerding, where you find Westinghouse Arts Academy. And we'll be talking about their musical that is coming up. It's Chicago Teen Edition, and we'll chat with four representatives from the play coming up in just a moment. Good morning to Mark and Erwin, who we were talking last hour about words beginning with the letters A, P. And Mark said, I remember a book I had once. It had a section in it that was called an appendix. And I figured it, there should be another section in it called small intestine.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
I just read these emails, so address all comments to Mark. Thanks, Mark, and good morning, Mary Jean. We want to let you know that summer camps at SLB are being offered for the first time in a long time, and for the first time ever in our new Youth Media Center. You can enjoy a camp in podcasting. We actually have one for middle school students and one for high school students. There's an audio journalism camp for teens and also a songwriting camp. Learn more at slbradio.org.